Hello, my name is Beverly. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, but I have a question. Well, no, I have a question about one of the testing sites, about the criteria for getting a vaccination. I know that I read the criteria. I'm aware of what it is.
Okay.
My dad is not over 75. However, mm-hmm. his doctor told him today that due to prior kidney failure, he's among the highest risk and that he needs to do everything he can to get a vaccine on the first round if he can.
Okay.
His doctor offered to provide him with a letter. His closest testing site is not appointment. It's first come, first served. If my dad goes and gets in line and has a letter from his doctor, are they going to turn him away because he is under 75?
That I don't know. Have you pre-registered him yet?
No, he just found out today that he needs to get it sooner rather than later.
Okay. So what I would do, I do have a number I can give you to go ahead and pre-register him. That way, when you do show up with the doctor's letter, they may ask you, well, is he in the system? Is he already pre-registered? That way you can say yes, and hopefully they will be able to accommodate you.
Okay, so it's just going to kind of be at the discretion of whoever he drives up and sees when he gets there.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay, what's that hotline?
Okay, that number is 855 566-5333.
Okay.
And I had the caller right before you told me that he has been calling that number. He can't get through. And so I told him just to keep calling because there's a very high call volume. And so
right.
they only allow a certain amount of calls in at one time. Once they get those calls down, they put another set of calls in, you know, to be answered. So just keep calling until you get through and go ahead and pre-register him. And that way, like I say, when you show up and they ask that question, you can say, yes, he's already pre-registered, and hopefully they can accommodate you.
Okay, great. So he probably does need to go ahead and get the letter. His doctor said, I'll write you a letter, but I can't get a hold of any vaccines. Is him having the letter is probably going to be a better bet than just going there blind?
Yes, I would think so. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. This helps a lot. I didn't want him to wait and then get there and then say, no, sorry, hard line.
Right. So what county are you all in?
I'm in Jefferson, but my dad is in Baldwin.
Baldwin, okay. Okay. And how old is he?
He's 62, so he's not going to hit the next cutoff either because he's not 65.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Well, just call that number. That's going to be your first step, and then just go from there, and hopefully they can get him in.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, and best wishes to your dad.
Thank you so much. Oh, one more question.
Uh-huh.
On the vaccine, you only can get a vaccine in the county where you live, right?
No, we have several people call. They can't get through, you know, or they haven't heard anything in certain counties. And so they'll call back and give me a different county, and we'll just enter your information in with them.
Oh, okay. So when I pre-register him, I can tell my mom to call you on this number I just called, and you guys can see where there might be an opening before she just starts driving him all over.
Have her call the 855 number I just gave you, 566-5333. I'm talking like that because I answer calls from this number if you need a testing site, you know, to see if you have the coronavirus. But we also answer calls from that number, what I just gave you, and we do pre-registration. So
pre-registration she can do in any county that she's willing to drive to.
Exactly, because they're going to add, that's the first question, they're going to say what county, and then you just let them know what county you want to register in. They're going to ask first, last name, phone number, an email address if you want to provide one, and their age. Those are the only... Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will... My mom and I will probably both just call until one of us gets through. Thank
That's
you.
Right. Okay, well, you're welcome. You're welcome, and good luck.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.